Schools are slowly reopening in the wake of the post-election violence in Côte d'Ivoire. Many, like Fenge, located in Abobo, a suburb in the capital Abidjan, have been occupied and looted by military forces. A bombshell that exploded in the school has heavily damaged the classrooms and the roof. Only 1/10 of its children are back in the classroom, says Gabin Zerebi Toubi, head of the school.
Teachers come to school, but children are still very few. For those who come, we try to keep them in class by studying what we did before the crisis so that parents see school has started back. It's a very slow reopening.
1 million children have been forced out of school because of the crisis in Côte d'Ivoire last November. Most schools remain closed as fighting continues in certain areas. As part of its back-to-school campaign, UNICEF is distributing 500,000 school kits and bags to the most affected children. Gilbert Thieble Amari is UNICEF's head of education in Côte d'Ivoire.
Many of those children have been displaced and found their houses empty when they came home. They lost everything. Those kids are then the first step to help them gain confidence and get back on track until the end of the school year.
In the west of the country, the situation is alarming. 80% of the schools have been damaged or looted, and only 1/3 of the teachers have come back. Like the village of Blole, where more than 200 children are back to school, but where there's only one teacher.
At the start of the day, it's hard to settle everyone down. I teach 6 classes. It's pretty exhausting. I really look forward to seeing the colleagues come back so that we can really start the year.
Michel Tehé-Serou has to switch classes in the middle of the lesson to ensure that every child is getting an education. Many teachers have yet to be paid their dues before returning to work. Meanwhile, UNICEF and its partners are busy training and recruiting more teachers in hopes of convincing the remaining 200,000 children to return to school. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.